Good morning, Crow. I see you made it to your appointment in time. What are you gonna do with that shotgun? Kill me? You won't.
Famous last words.
Oh, you're a funny guy, you know that? Listen, put that shotgun down. We can talk. I already called off the lethal operators that we sent.
Do not lie to me, Louis.
No, I mean it. Check the security camera feed if you don't believe me. I mean, yeah, you caused a mess down there, but it's nothing we can't clean up. I can make the cops look the other way. You must have heard. I now control over half of the San Sequestro police force.
And the organized crime, too.
Oh, that? You know, Crow, I came to this city with a dream. I'm a little older than you. I remember what the world was like before the bombs. I wanted to bring that world back to life. I wanted to take the ruin of this world and help to build a beautiful, shining city of hope on it. San Sequestro, the city of dreams. But you know what happened?
I will humor you.
This city has barely existed for 10 years, and in that short time, I saw it filled with filth. Crime, drugs, pollution, degeneracy. And I realized something. There's no point in trying to make a perfect world. There will always be filth in it. So I might as well profit from it, right? Why not?
So this is all for money, then?
No, Crow. It's for control. If I control the biggest criminal organization, I can keep them from causing too much damage. To keep progress moving forward. And yes, to amass enough capital to keep it going.
Not if I kill you first.
Killing me won't make a bit of difference. Para M already operates nationwide. I've set everything into motion. Killing me would only ruin things for you. I can put you at the very top of lethal operations. I just need you to put that gun down, go home, and burn any evidence you have against us. If we let that secret slip out, it would ruin everything. So what do you say? I can make you a millionaire. I can make you a billionaire. You can have anything you want with that kind of money.
It will not bring Danny back.
Oh, so this is about that. Listen, this is bigger than you, me, all of us. Are you gonna let that stand in the way of the future?
You killed Danny.
Listen, Crow, I understand that your little caveman brain is too small to see the big picture. But if you think for one second that the death of one little fucking secretary that couldn't keep a mouth shut is going to make a bit of difference, then... You fucked up big time, Crow. I'll make you regret this. Every cop and lethal operator in the country is going to be after you. You'll never make it out of this alive.
Who said that was ever the plan? No. It is not over yet. They will still be after us. It is going to be impossible to go back down the stairs. There will be too many of them. We have two options. The first is that you take your mask off and play innocent while I surrender. It is, however, likely that they will not take me alive and kill me even if I do surrender. The other option is to jump. We are 5 stories up. Oh, it will break my legs, but they will regenerate in about 30 seconds. As long as I do not land on my head, I should survive. Just grab onto my shoulders and brace yourself. They are coming. Are you ready?
Put your hands up!
Now! I cannot stand yet.
They jumped. They're in the alleyway outside. Send someone. Get the cops out there.
I know. Oh, I cannot move my arms either.
Stop! You're under arrest. Both of you, hands up.
Okay. Oh, I surrender.
Suspect is apprehended at the Para M HQ. He's with... Hold still.
I do not want to.
He is unconscious. Take his radio. We may need it. Now run! We need a vehicle. I will hijack the first one I can. You drive. Get out of your car. It is mine now.
What? This again?
I am sorry.
That's the third time someone hijacked me this week!
Play it safe. Drive like a normal person and do not draw suspicion. We need to get back to my house. The package with the evidence we need should be there by now. Use the police radio. It will give us the information that we need.
Suspect was last seen fleeing Para M headquarters heading eastward. Confirmed suspect is Crow, no last name on record. We also have unconfirmed reports of a possible masked female accomplice of unknown identity. No sign of their 20.
It appears that we are evading them. For now.
Dispatch update, do you copy? Reports say suspect was seen hijacking a white 1987 Jeep Cherokee.
Play it cool. Do something that a normal person would do with their hands. Turn on the radio. Anything.
10-4, I have eyes on a white Jeep Cherokee, possible suspect vehicle. Do I have permission to pursue?
Copy. You have permission to engage.
Drive!
We need to outmaneuver them. Get us to the nearest open highway.
This is the San Sequestro PD. You're under arrest.
Keep on driving. Give me the radio. And take your mask off. Just trust me. This is Crow, of the Bright Sands. I have a hostage. She is an employee of the Para M Corporation. I am holding her at gunpoint and I am forcing her to drive. If you attempt to stop me, I will shoot her. What do you mean, what am I doing? I am protecting you! If they believe you are my hostage, your name is clear. You can still take the evidence, even if they arrest me. Even if they kill me.
Pull over immediately. Pull over or we will open fire.
Keep driving.
I am hit. But at least they are only aiming for me. This car is too heavy and too slow to outrun them.
Pull over immediately.
There is a pole up ahead. On my mark, ram them from the side into the pole.
This is your final warning.
3, 2, now! There are two more vehicles in pursuit. Do not take your feet off the gas.
Let the hostage go. Surrender immediately.
My shotgun has limited range. Drive me closer. I am sorry. One last vehicle. That road, right before the overpass. It leads to a shortcut home. I know. You will have to crash through the barrier. You can do it. Accelerate!
We have lost contact with the suspect. Requesting police helicopter.
You did it. We will only be safe for a little while. Let us use our time well. There is my house. The package is here. Take it. Protect it with your life. Do it for Danny. I am sorry for dragging you into this. No, you are right. I have nothing to be sorry for. I shouldn't be thinking about this right now, but kiss me. They will be here for me soon, and I would rather spend the little time that we have left doing this. I will at the very least be arrested. If not, never mind. I do not want to think about that. Just kiss me. Let us make our preparations. This? These are my heavy weapons. I know this is a grim time, but I must admit I am excited to have a reason to finally use them. It sounds as if they have figured out where we went.
Crow. Crow! This is Detective Rose. Do you hear me?
Good evening, Detective Rose.
You don't have to do this. Please, just let the hostage go and...
And what? And let you have a clear shot to burn down my house with me in it?
No, it's not that. Crow, why are you doing this?
Rose, you do not understand now, but you will understand soon. It is not safe to say why on the radio.
What? Crow, explain yourself. God damn it, Crow. Answer me. Crow? Crow?
There is no sense in negotiating. I am in too deep. Hey. I just remembered. You know that Hall & Oates tape you gave me the first night we met? I never gave it back, did I? Want to play it? One last time? You understand why I have to do this, don't you? I know. I'm not sure if I'm coming out of this alive. But there is no other way. I am sorry, but there is no place for me in this world. It has left me behind. I thought I was going to spend my whole life doing nothing, making no difference. And then you came and gave me a chance. You reminded me that there is still something out there in the world worth fighting for. Even if there is no future for me, there is one for you. I want you to live. I want you to go far, far away from here and live a rich, full life. I want you to have all the things the world never let me have. Until the next sunrise. Goodbye.
San Sequestro PD, come out with your hands up!
Officer down! Officer down!
We're taking heavy fire! Suspect is down. I repeat, suspect is down.
It's me, Detective Rose. Hey, I'm just here to check on you. I know that living in witness protection can be harsh. The last few months have probably been a lot for you. At least you have this cat to keep you company. Egg Yolk was his name. And you picked a pretty good new name. Raven. I like it. I know. I miss him too. I never thought I would miss that lunk, but... I know this won't mean much, but... After the trial against Param is over, we might be able to posthumously clear Crow's name. And there's something I need to give you. We found this tape on his body. It was hell getting it out of the evidence locker, but it has your name written on it, so I think you should have it. Well, that's about it. You take care, miss.
Hello, it is me, Crow. I am recording this because I do not know if I am going to live to see tomorrow. If you are listening to this, then I am almost certainly dead. I just wanted you to know a few things before I left. I wanted you to know that the time we had together changed my whole life. Before you, everything felt empty. Meaningless. Life and death meant nothing. And then I saw you, and I came back to life for the first time in years. I loved dancing with you, kissing you, hearing you sing. You made me feel things I did not even know I could feel anymore. You made me happy, and my only regret is that I cannot be there anymore to make you happy too. I may be leaving you today. I may die. For everything that I have been through, making this decision has been the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. In case I do not get the chance to tell you, and in case I do not find the courage to put it into these words, I love you.
Hello, everybody. It is me, Walter, speaking with my normal voice, and I just bumped my microphone. I'm sorry, it's 4:30 a.m., and I have spent all night editing this because I really wanted to get this out in time for that premiere. So I hope that you enjoyed this story. I hope I didn't make you cry. If I did, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I promise that I'm going to make a much, much cuter story in the future. I'm planning on another big, long series. I'm putting my fantasy series on hold again. I'm so sorry. because I'm going to be working on a Vampire Slayer series that I'm so excited for. It's going to have a big cast. It's going to have 4 to 6 episodes, like my other series. And we'll see what's going on with that. In the meantime, since that's such a big project, I'm going to wait until I have all the episodes scripted before I actually start recording it. So in the meantime, I'm going to be making much smaller videos, some lower stakes stories, maybe some, you know, one-shot little adventures, maybe some one-shot horror stories, one-shot romance stories. I might bring back Dr. Himbo. We'll see. Ooh, okay, it's time for me to go to sleep. Thank you so much for coming with me on this long, long adventure. I appreciate every single one of you. I can't wait to show you what I have next. So to all of my supporters, all of my subscribers, all my listeners, you are so important to me. I love reading your comments every week. They make my day every time. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Okay, good night. Bye.